This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Today is opening day in Major League Baseball, the earliest opening day in the history of America's pastime. I can't believe I'm sitting here in this studio right now. Those of you at the game will be shelling out money for peanuts and Cracker Jacks, but if you're a player and you didn't obey team and league rules, you might have to shell out money for fines. That fine might even be considered peanuts in some cases. Okay, I'm done. The question of fines got our listeners thinking, one of our listeners, and it's the latest installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
My name's Peter Bailey. I live in Plano, Texas. And one thing I've always wondered is, what are the economics of fines in major sports? Who sets the prices? Where does the money go? Is there any evidence that these fines disincentivize the underlying behavior?
A lot going on there for Marketplace's Andy Euler to try to answer from KUT in Austin, Texas.
Sport in America is a $70 billion business and includes everything from Major League Soccer to the Kentucky Derby. But when most people talk about sports, they tend to focus on the major four: football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Each has its own three-letter acronym leagues: the NFL, MLB, NBA, and NHL. And those leagues have different structures. But they all deal with fining their players in the same way, through a collective bargaining agreement, or CBA.
The CBA only deals with interest between the league and the players, so player fines are the only thing that's covered.
Larry Kuhn is the general manager of Sports Business Classroom and an expert on the basketball agreement.
The CBA does put in certain specific amounts for fines for things that are league type of violations.
Miss a practice, that's $2,500. Miss a promotional event, that could cost you $20,000. Your team can fine you too. These fines are starting to add up. With the NBA's agreement, half of that money goes to the league's charities, the rest to causes picked by the players' union. However, the league won't disclose exactly where those player fines end up.
Then the other kind of fines are against teams themselves or against executives or owners of the teams.
Kuhn says doling out those fines in the NBA falls to one person in the league's office, the executive vice president of basketball operations, Kiki Vandeweghe. Last month, the league fined Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban $600,000 for comments he made suggesting his team might be losing on purpose this year. Where does all that money end up? Cuban's answer via email was pretty vague. He said it, quote, usually goes to our philanthropic endeavors. That's about as specific as the leagues get, too. The NFL says much of its fine money goes to organizations that help out former players. Same with Major League Hockey. Baseball funnels its fines to a central fund that's then shared among the league's 30 teams. But does fining players actually work?
In this case, it usually depends on the size of the fine.
Rignese is a behavioral economist at the University of California, San Diego. He says if you're a pro athlete making $10 million a year, a $1,500 fine for yelling at a referee is not going to sting very much. Rignese says it ends up being a cost-benefit analysis.
If you'll give me a fine of $100 and annoy me a lot, I will be very happy to pay the $100 fine and just tell you what I think about you.
The leagues don't adjust the fines based on how much a player makes. That'd be like getting a much higher parking ticket if you drove a Rolls Royce than if you drove, say, a Kia. Before January 1st this year, if a player got fined by his team or the league, that fine was tax deductible. It was considered a business expense. Now?
All unreimbursed employee business expenses, fines, agent fees, union dues, they are no longer deductible.
Robert Rayola is a sports tax accountant at PKF O'Connor Davies.
So the players would no longer get a tax benefit for these fines.
Whether that change in tax law affects how players behave, we'll have to see as the year progresses. Because, as Rayola reminds us,
it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
He says it's not like players rack up fines to get a tax break, but this tax law could lead to some changes, and the game might benefit too. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Andy Euler, I should note, big baseball fan. He filed that story about 30 minutes before the Rangers game started today. This series obviously only works because of you and your questions, so let us know what you have always wondered at marketplace.org.